Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's the 89.7 NPR News Fall Membership Drive. More about that in a moment. Well over half of the adult population of Americans live paycheck to paycheck in a trend that predates the pandemic, but COVID hasn't helped. Millions of Americans still recovering from the Great Recession have inadequate household and retirement savings and have racked up credit card and student debt. Jonathan Pond can help. He's known as America's financial planner, and Jonathan has dedicated much of his career to educating the public on financial matters. His latest book, available only to public broadcasting audiences, is titled Safe Money in Tough Times. Welcome back, Jonathan Pond.
Thank you so much, Ann.
You are listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. This is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org, or you can call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. For a contribution of $20 a month as a sustainer, we have a great thank you gift package that will help you get your finances in order. This package includes Jonathan Pond's book, Safe Money in Tough Times. Plus, you'll get the Safe Money Financial Planner and Investment Planner. We'll talk more about these planners in just a moment. But remember, we thought we needed financial guidance after the recession in 2008, you know, the last 18 months has certainly shown us that we need to be prepared for the unexpected. You just never know. What better time than right now to take a closer look at your financial future? Make a gift of $20 a month as a sustaining member, and you can get this great combo package and get practical, helpful financial advice from Jonathan Pond. Just call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. If you listen to All Sides every day, then you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday. In recent months, you've heard straight from healthcare experts about the continuing impacts of COVID-19. We keep you up to date on the local economy as well, the housing market. We bring experts on the air so you can be informed and make smart decisions for yourself and your family. If having a locally focused talk show is important to you, then now is the time to make a gift and support the station. You can get a great Jonathan Pond thank you gift in return. Do your part right now. And again, for $20 a month as a sustainer, get the Safe Money and Tough Times combo. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And thanks for your support. Jonathan Pond, you say it's time to get back to the basics. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Well, there are certain things that we need to do to make progress in our financial lives. First is live beneath your means. You've got to put money away. You've got to, before you can invest money, you need to save money. Second is make sure you have adequate insurance coverage so that you can avoid these large outflows that come from uninsured or underinsured losses. Next would be to invest the money you save wisely. That's what the investment planner has in the combo. And you got to avoid making big mistakes. And that typically means making big bets or big moves in your investments. Establish an approach to investing that makes sense and stick with it, whether you do it on your own or through an investment advisor. Also, you need to get your estate planning in order. It doesn't take a lot of time to have a will and other documents that protect you in the event of disability, terminal illness, and what have you, which you know we don't like to contemplate but are inevitable. So it's these basic things that make sense. Decent car habits is another one. You know, people hate me to talk about cars, but the fact is that cars are a big expense. People spend too much money on them. 83% of new cars are financed. 75%, 3 out of 4 cars on the road, including these older cars, have financing on them. They're either leased or they have loans against them. This is crazy. It's sacrificing your financial future. So it's, and you know, I'll admit I go overboard on my cars. I had a sign put on my windshield once that said, your car violates this neighborhood's standards of good taste. But it was a loyal friend, my car. And I like keeping these old beaters because it's saving money in essence, or it allows me to save money.
Exactly.
So those are the things, you know, we pretty much know when we're making a mistake. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to do here and with the planners and with the book and the DVD is helping you avoid those mistakes so that when tough times arise, which they do, they're inevitable, whether it's caused by economic factors, adverse economy, adverse investment markets, or it's caused by personal items, disability, divorce, death of a spouse, terminal illness, you know, not very pleasant, children who need financial support, adult children, more and more common these days, that you'll be better prepared to not only meet these challenges, but overcome them.
866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive, and I want to thank Suzanne McCoy from Urbana for kicking things off this hour. Thanks for your support. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120, and pick up what Jonathan Palm was just talking about, the Safe Money in Tough Times Financial Planner. It's your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan sends you a personalized financial planner. It's prioritized. It's done in doses that you can digest. It makes sense. And that's just for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-967. I'm sorry, 9678. Or also at $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get the Safe Money in Tough Times Investment Planner and have Jonathan give you your personalized investment advice. This is advice tailored to your current financial situation. So make that $10 a month at WOSU.org right now, or you can call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. So maybe you're 27 years old and you're starting to invest, you don't own a home yet, your car is paid off, and you're thinking about getting married and having kids in about 10 years. You know, these are the kind that's different than somebody who's 60 years old, doesn't have any debt, but hasn't saved a lot of money either. You know, everybody has a different sort of scenario. And that is why these planners make such a big difference, because they respond to your situation, no matter, you know, what it is. They can respond to it and they can give you the best advice available, by the way, with no strings attached. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And remember that no matter what amount you give, you're supporting the news and information on 89.7 NPR News. This station brings you coverage that you can trust when it comes to the latest information from the Ohio State House, social justice and race issues, ongoing global pandemic issues. With so much going on, having a trusted news source has never been more important. We are listener-supported public radio. You are the power behind us. We're proud to say that listener support is the foundation of our budget. That means we don't have to answer to advertisers. We answer to you, our listeners. If you have never given before, I'm asking you to take that plunge with us now and become a new member. A lot of new members start at $10 a month. Think of what that's $10 a month. That's pennies a day as a sustainer. If that works for your budget, then you can also get Jonathan's financial planner or investment planner as a thank you gift. And you'll be supporting a station you trust. Become a part of the WOSU family. Give now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866- 877-867-9678, and thank you for your support. Savio in Columbus, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Hi, Savio.
Hey, Ann and Jonathan.
Hello.
Nice to meet you guys.
You bet.
I'm a proud member of WSU, and I support it.
Thank you.
And I love the work, the veracity of subjects that Anne brings to the table. My question is like two-pronged, Jonathan, for you, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. The first question is, you know, these unregulated markets, like the stock market and the blockchain market, and investments are going into these markets. The stock market is a little bit regulated, but it's not totally regulated. The government stepped in 2008 to protect it. But what about these unregulated, semi-quasi or unregulated markets where investments are going to go into? Do you see light at the end of the tunnel to actually regulate them?
Savio, I'm a little biased on this because my daughter, when she was in law school, wrote an article taking the SEC and to task, and the federal government to task, on not regulating these currencies, and said this is a disaster. In essence, this is a disaster waiting to happen. And this is something that I've, you know, been aware of because of her interest in this, and now she's practicing law with respect to some of these issues. Is that I wouldn't touch the cryptocurrencies. I just wouldn't touch them. As a matter of fact, a leader in the banking industry said, these are worthless. These cryptocurrencies are worthless. I just, you know, it's unregulated. Who knows what is going on with it? So my sense is I'll stick with stocks. You know, you might say the stock market is rigged, but it's certainly a valid place for people to invest, responsible people. Okay.
Thank you, Savio, for that call. Thanks for your support as well, Savio. Join Savio in showing your support for 89.7 NPR News during this hour. I want to say thanks to Fran Barnes in Johnstown for your support. Join Fran, join Suzanne McCoy, join Savio in showing support for 89.7 NPR News. It's a great resource, particularly if you're new to town. I know we have a lot of new residents in Central Ohio. It's very fast growing, and a great way to learn the area is to learn about your 89.7 NPR News public radio station. If you can make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Safe Money in Tough Times Financial Planner. It's your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond, my guest this hour. You'll fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan sends you a personalized financial planner. That's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. Also, at $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get the Safe Money in Tough Times Investment Planner and have Jonathan give you your personalized investment advice. This is advice tailored to your current financial situation. So maybe you did this 10 years ago. It's a good time to re-up on that. It's a good time to revisit the same issues. Jonathan will make those adjustments for you given what's happened over the past 10 years. Call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org right now and show your support. If you've never given before, I'm asking you to take that plunge with us now and become a new member. We love new members because we know how good you're going to feel after you show your support. A lot of new members start at $10 a month. It's just pennies a day as a sustainer. And if that works for your budget, then you can also get Jonathan's financial planner or investment planner as a thank you gift. And you'll be supporting a station you trust. So become a part of the WOSU family. Give now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Now, We
and,
love, yes, Jonathan.
I'd like to interject.
Okay.
As far as confidentiality, I know people are concerned about confidentiality.
Oh,
we are too. Mm-hmm. The planners, the questionnaires that you fill out and submit, send to me, can be done confidentially. We don't need your name. We don't need your address. We do need your email address. But other than that, it's entirely confidential, so that those who are at all reticent to provide this information can rest assured that we have never violated anyone's confidentiality, and we make it extra confidential by not requiring names and addresses and what have you on the questionnaires.
866-897-9678. Don't wait. Make that call. It'll only take a few minutes, and you can get right back to listening to this program about personal finance with our guest, Jonathan Pond. He's known as America's financial planner, and he's dedicated much of his career to educating the public on personal finance. We've been having him on the show at least as long as I've been here, 12 years. So we've seen a lot of changes over that time. The conversations are never the same, even though it's been for years now we've been talking, Jonathan, but it is always something new. And I think what's strikingly different right now is this housing market and what's going mm-hmm. on. And they're saying it's not really a bubble, that there's such a bad housing shortage right now, that this increase in this inflation of housing values isn't necessarily going to get a bubble that's going to burst. It's something that we have to deal with right now. What are your thoughts? Because I know you're big on home ownership. You've said it, you know, you've said it before many times. It's probably the best investment you can make, particularly during inflationary times.
I agree certainly that although the DVD, you'll see there's a section where I talk about renting, because renting makes sense for some people, certainly. But particularly younger people, I strongly advocate owning a home. The main reason is that it gives you the chance to be mortgage-free by the time you retire. If you have the mortgage paid off by the time you retire, you really don't need a lot of money on top of what the house to be able to have a pretty good, if not excellent, retirement. So I think that's something to look at. Now, prices are high, true. Interest rates are low, not a bad situation to have. I would not let high housing prices discourage me from seeking out a home. They may be priced out of your ability at this point to pay for it, but be patient and you'll be able to afford a house. It may not be like the one you grew up in, but at least you'll get started in that. And it has a lot of advantages, some tax advantages, a feeling of being a member of a community, and just the ability to pay that thing down where you're getting rock bottom interest rates right now. Mm-hmm. It just has a lot of advantages, and it's a great tool to be able to prepare for a nice retirement.
What about, all right, so you've paid off your house and you want to downsize. And mm-hmm. what about that process? Because there aren't a lot of places for people to move to who want to downsize right now. I mean, do you think then that's a shift to the rental market at that point, or maybe a small mortgage get you into the next place?
It can be it can take time, but you've got the luxury of time at that stage in your life. So you don't have to say, well, we want to downsize. We want to live on one floor or whatever your desires might be. You're not having to say, we got to get a place in the next 3 months. Mm-hmm. You can wait and hopefully things cool down in the markets from time to time. So you can do that. Downsizing is a good thing to do. It's actually quite popular now, even among people in their 50s. Maybe they're empty nesters if they've managed to be lucky enough to get rid of all of them, children. But it's the one thing I find is that when people downsize, they do downsize. They move into smaller quarters, but they pay as much as their old house fetches. And that's not so bad. But because they're probably getting something that's newer, might be, you know, probably easier to maintain than the old manse, and that's a good thing. So it's downsizing is popular, and it is something that is getting tougher and tougher. They just don't have they don't have the housing stock available. It's really something these days. It's just hard, particularly if you want to live in a major urban area like Columbus. It's hard to find a place that's near what you want in as you're aging, and you know, good health care, access to services. It's a challenge, but people are overcoming that challenge every day.
866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for 89.7 NPR News during our fall membership drive. If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, get it in, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Again, you know, I just want to tell people that you're listening to listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher, and joining us this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo for a gift of support of $20 a month as a sustainer. So think about $20 a month and what that comes out to per day, given the amount of time you spend with 89.7 NPR News. For a gift of support at $20 a month as a sustainer, you'll receive Jonathan's latest book, Safe Money in Tough Times, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Financial Planner, and the Safe Money in Tough Times Investment Planner. Plus, we'll add in the Safe Money in Tough Times DVD. It is a great deal for $20 a month. You don't have to use it all yourself. You can divvy up different pieces of this combo package to members of your family, to people you care about, to somebody who you know in transition. And there's no deadline for when you do these things. You can use them whenever you want. They don't have a best buy or a use by date on them. 866-897-9678. You'll get everything we're talking about today and a lot of one-of-a-kind advice from Jonathan Pond. So go to WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. And I want to say thanks to Janie Prather in Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News. We really do depend on you, individual by individual, for your support. These thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting. It is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air, just because it's fun that way when you do it while he's on the air. It makes him feel good, right, Jonathan? Go to WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. We've been talking to Jonathan Pond here on All Sides for years, and we thought he had some great advice and tips 10 years ago as we were sort of reeling and recovering from the Great Recession. But 2020, you know, threw us through another loop. If the past 18 plus months has you questioning your finances, then this is a great time to make an investment in your financial future. Get financial planning advice for right now with the financial planner, and then get investment advice for your future with the investment planner. Plus, you'll be supporting public radio in the process. That gift of $20 a month is a great investment in your future listening. If you listen to Morning Edition every morning and then you catch All Sides during midday, and then you listen to All Things Considered on the way home, like most of us do, then you're a dedicated public radio fan. Your gift right now keeps these great programs on the air in the months to come. Gifts from listeners are the most important part of operations at 89.7 NPR News. Call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678 or make a gift at WOSU.org. Again, make that gift of $20 a month for the Jonathan Pond Combo Package. If you have a question for Jonathan Pond this hour, we welcome them. I love to hear your thoughts, and I love to hear your circumstances. It tells everybody, someone's always learning from whatever you contribute as a caller. So give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And Mike in Grandview Heights, you're on the air. Hi, Mike.
Yes, my name Hi, so nice to talk with you. I wanted to thank Jonathan Pond. A year and a half ago, he mentioned that rolling over a 403B and an in-service rollover to an IRA. And by doing that, I was able to buy a duplex in Grandview. And I wondered if he thinks it's a good idea. The duplex, the rental half, just about covers my mortgage taxes and insurance. If I should hold on to that, or, you know, I was thinking of even long-term care insurance, if it would later on, if I needed it, pay for that. Do you think it's a good idea to hold on to that?
I generally do, Mike. How old are you?
I'm 68.
Okay. What a great retirement investment. Retirees need two things. They need growth and they need rising income. There are two sources of that. One is the stocks of companies that raise their dividends and have a good history of rising prices, share prices. And the second one is real estate, because you get the growth in the value of the real estate, which in an inflationary period like we're heading toward, it seems, doubly benefits real estate. And you're having the opportunity to increase rents over time. So it could be a wonderful investment. At 68, long-term care insurance is starting to get expensive, but you can get higher deductible policies that might provide you with some kind of lower level long-term care insurance without busting the family budget. So, but I would stick with the property right now, and you could sell it later in life if necessary, but What a great retirement investment.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Jennifer Walters in Grove City for your show of support for 89.7 NPR News. We really need every individual show of support when it comes to supporting and establishing the foundation for 89.7 NPR News. 866-897-9678 is the number to call. And when you make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can pick one of two planners. You can pick either the financial planner or the investment planner. This is one-of-a-kind advice. You'll fill out a confidential questionnaire, and then Jonathan sends you recommendations that are specific to you and your current situation. A lot of people do this several times over the course of even a decade. It just gives them it's a good checkup, and it's a good contrast and comparison to maybe the advice you're getting from your financial advisor. It's a good way to set up kind of a baseline if you're just going into the process of finding a financial advisor. It helps you, you know, right? I mean, a lot of people have financial advisors. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's good to go in with some self-knowledge, right, Jonathan Pond?
It certainly is. And to get a second opinion, perhaps. Mm-hmm. We have found, again, we don't maintain the questionnaires or the names of the people. So we only hear anecdotally from the public media stations who say that people reorder these things every year or every few years, mm-hmm. in substantial numbers, because their situation changes and so does the planner itself change. So it's something that people have greatly benefit from. No two reports, not only are they not alike, they're not anywhere near alike. The investment recommendations, which include no-load mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, are different depending upon your situation. That doesn't work with the financial services industry. They're kind of lazy. They'll push the same funds to everybody, no matter what their situation. We don't do that. We customize the guidance. It's just for you. In the financial planner, if you've got kids to educate, well, join the sad band there. But if you got kids to educate, we'll talk about that. If not, we won't waste your time with areas that are not relevant to your own personal financial status. So I think these are valuable tools. They have been enormously accepted by the public media stations, and I will continue to make them exclusive So you're not going to find these anyplace else. I'll make them exclusive to public media so that I can thank you for your gift with a report that is going to make a difference in your financial future. This is a lot of work for me, but I enjoy doing it because I'm helping people who are generous in and of themselves. And it's gratifying for me, and I'm going to make it gratifying for you. You know, I talked about dividends a few minutes ago. I think if we look at WOSU and the wonderful things it does for every member of the community, it's paying dividends. It pays dividends every day of the year. You can't find an investment that pays dividends every day of the year, except your investment in public media. And what a great time to show your support. If you're a member of the family, great. Let's see if you can step up your support. If you're not yet a member, what a great time to do so and have the satisfaction of becoming a member of this great station. It's a wonderful station. It really is. I go all over the country with the public radio stations, and they just are envy WOSU. They really do.
866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support right now. Thanks to Carrie Hotram and Columbus for your show of support. It's listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher, and the time to make a gift is right now while Jonathan Pond is on the air with us. Support the conversations we bring you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. I'm really excited about the lineup we have planned for the 2021 fall membership drive this year. I'm super excited about it. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. When you make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can pick one of two planners. You can pick either the financial planner or the investment planner. This is one-of-a-kind advice. You'll fill out a confidential questionnaire, and then Jonathan sends you recommendations that are specific to you and your current situation. If you've done financial planning in the past, this is a great way to do a quick check-in. If you've never had anyone look at your financial situation, this is a great place to start. Give $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick either the financial planner or the investment planner. Call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678 or make a gift at WOSU.org. Your contribution to 89.7 NPR News today is essential to the future of this station. Think about how much you've been relying on this station over the past several months. You listen for important information about vaccines and booster shots. You listen to learn more about masking debates and vaccine debates. Mandates. You listen to hear from healthcare experts about COVID-19 so you can make smart decisions for yourself and your family. And you listen to learn more about the economy. All Sides has done several shows about our current economic situation. You turn to public radio for news and information. You come here for facts, and that is what we bring you. Facts, along with a lot of great entertainment, but we cannot do it without you. Do your part. Become a member. Become a new member. We'd love to hear from the new members. Go to WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. We have great thank you gifts from Jonathan Pond today. There are gifts at the $10 and $20 a month levels. The combo package with the book and two planners is $20 a month as a sustainer. So decide what fits into your budget. If neither of those fit into your budget, we understand. If you're just starting out, maybe it seems, you know, when you think of the bigger number, but when you break it down into something like $10 a month and think about how much that equals per day, it's pennies a day for something that you listen to every day, something you depend on. Decide what fits into your budget and make that gift today. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You know, Jonathan, 21 states now require that high schools teach the basics in personal finance, budgeting, and investing. It's really interesting why it isn't a bigger priority and why you know, you don't even, you know, they don't even know how to balance a checking account. I'm not going to say checkbook because a lot of people don't use that anymore.
Yeah.
But a checking account that, you know, just keeping tabs and understanding how to just count the pennies and make sense of it.
That's right. And it's I've been over the years working with lawmakers on trying to make this a requirement in secondary schools. And it's an uphill battle because they're, you know, they always say, well, our, you know, our hours are full. Some have, I think the District of Columbia is a good example, have programs on weekends and what have you that are very popular for high school students to get a more in-depth review of personal finance. The parents could play a role in this too, certainly, if for no other reason than by setting a good example for their kids about family money management. But it's nice to see that they're doing it. They generally don't devote a lot of time to it. It's important. It really is important to you know, promote financial literacy across all generations, but the younger, the better. It's like learning a second language. Start them at a very young age and they grasp it much better than they do if they start as an adult.
You know, I've been fascinated by credit scores and how high they've been during the pandemic. I guess a lot mm-hmm. of people were able to pay off debt, get things under control. The FICO credit score in September, the average was 707. In July, it was at an all-time high of 711. What advice do you? Why is it a credit score important? What are your thoughts about how they're used and how to get a good one?
Yeah, it's the easiest way to boost the score, as best I can see, other than doing the usual stuff like paying regularly and not letting, you know, late payments creep in, is your credit utilization. So if your credit card balance has a limit of $2,000, certainly don't go over 1,000 or 50% credit utilization, and ideally 25% credit utilization, which would basically mean that you're pretty much running a small balance and paying off a good portion of whatever's outstanding each month, and don't let the numbers creep up, because you can look at your credit score. As your credit utilization percentage creeps up, it's going to ding your credit score very regularly, and you'll see that as the balance creeps up, you'll see your credit score creep down. So there are a variety of things, and if you go to the credit granting agencies, they will have suggestions on what you can do to improve your credit score. So do a little searching on the internet, and you'll find tips for doing that, and you can improve it. You can improve it markedly. Just by doing sensible things with your money. Don't use the card all the time. Heaven's sakes.
And there used to be bragging rights back in the 70s and stuff. I remember people used to have competitions about how many credit cards they have. That's like, yay, no. Stop.
No, that hurts. You know, the more credit cards you have, the all other things being equal, it will hurt your credit score. So.
Exactly. We are coming up on 15 minutes left, and we'd like 15 more gifts before the end of the hour, and I know we can do it. 15 gifts in 15 minutes. 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. This is it. This is where the rubber meets the road when it comes to supporting 89.7 NPR News and your favorite public radio station. Programs like All Sides and all of the other great NPR programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered, you depend on these programs. You trust the news and information on NPR and 89.7 every day. support your source for the news of the day and analysis of long-term trends. And in return for your gift, we're offering you great thank you gifts from Jonathan Pond. Call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. When you text GIVE to our phone number, you instantly get back a link so you can easily make a gift to 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Suzanne Robinson in Columbus. That means we have just 14 to go in just about 14 minutes. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Safe Money in Tough Times Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You'll fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan Pond will send you a personalized financial planner. That's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. The best deal of the day, for $20 a month as a sustaining member, you receive the combo package. Including in this package is both planners, the investment planner and the financial planner. Plus, you'll get Jonathan Pond's latest book, Safe Money in Tough Times, always a good read. And if you can't get enough of Jonathan, the combo includes the Safe Money in Tough Times DVD as well. That's $20 a month, withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Pay it off every month. Become a member online at WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. You know, one important thing to remember is that you're supporting the future of public radio with that gift as well. Other people came before you and got us to where we are today. Now it's your turn to step up, if you can, and show your support for the people to come, for the people who maybe aren't ready to show support. I know I just met a young lady, a teenager, a few days ago. She listens every day. Well, maybe she's not in a position to show support, but maybe you are for her. 866-897-9678. You know, navigating this pandemic has been a time like no other for everyone, including for public broadcasting. This is the time to put your support behind the things you believe in and value. I'm guessing public radio is on the list of things important to you, and that's why you're listening right now. If you depend on this station for national news and local news, then now is the time to make a gift. Call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. We still have 14 shows of support to go before the end of the hour, and that's in about 12 minutes. So 14 pledges in 12 minutes. I know we can do it. Show your support right now. Tell Jonathan Pond that this is of value to you and that his time that he spends with us and dedicates to us every year matters to you. 866-897-9678. Thanks to Bill Rabinowitz of Columbus for your show of support. Be like Bill. Show support. Support your 89.7 NPR News public radio station right now. And support All Sides with Ann Fisher. 866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org.
I'd like to add just momentarily, sure, since time is waning, that these are all of these thank you gifts, as all of mine have been in the past, are exclusive to public media. So if you want to take advantage of them, please do before the end of this hour and show your support. It's such a worthy area to contribute. I think about how everyone in the community who can benefit from it, and you're perhaps in a situation where you can afford to show the support. And one reason I like to show support locally in Boston is that I know it helps families and individuals who don't have the wherewithal that we might have. And so we're benefiting everyone. And I find that to be a real feel good opportunity to show one's support.
Thanks to Carol Branscombe in Columbus. That means we have 12 to go in just about a little less than 11 minutes. 12 pledges to go. I know we can do it. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Also, Melinda Wilson in London. Ohio. 11 to go now. Melinda, thanks for your support. I appreciate it. Jonathan appreciates it. Everybody at the station appreciates everybody who shows their support for 89.7 NPR News. And I'm hoping we're getting more new members today. It's great to bring you into the fold. It feels good. We can't really explain what's happening physiologically, but it does feel good to support your public radio station. And there's some things I really want to talk to Jonathan about, so I'm just going to get to him because we're running out of time. In your recent issue of Ponderings, which, by the way, is another gift that you get when you get join Jonathan Pond at any level, you wrote that anyone who qualified should be making annual IRA contributions. Many people at all income levels qualify, but they don't. Why is it important to tap into this as a investment option?
Because it has tax advantages. If you can contribute to a Roth IRA, they are phenomenal. And because you're not having to make minimum distributions after age 72, the money grows tax deferred. It makes a great gift to, as I mentioned earlier, your ill-deserving heirs. But even if you only qualify for a non-deductible IRA, you put the money in, you don't get a deduction now, but you won't get taxed when the money's withdrawn. But the money grows tax deferred. And that in an environment where we may see taxes rise, we don't know. We've been told that they won't rise for most taxpayers, but in the past that hasn't panned out. But the ability to postpone taxes just means you can accumulate that much more. So there's an advantage there. Incidentally, in my most recent blog, a couple people asked me to read this as top five reasons you know it's time to trade in your car. Because I'm an advocate of holding on to cars forever. But somehow you need a signal that it's time to trade in your car. So here are the five reasons. Okay. Number one, instead of an airbag, a whoopee cushion is taped to your steering wheel. Second, 15-minute Jiffy Lube needs to keep your car for 3 days. Three, thieves repeatedly break into your car just to steal the club. Four, traffic reporters start referring to you by name when discussing morning tie-ups. And number five, when standing at a stoplight, people keep running up to you and asking if anyone was hurt. So those are signs that you need to replace your car.
Yes, there are times when you do need to replace your car, but all things being equal, Jonathan Pond always recommends you hang onto that car for as long as possible, and I am a devotee of that advice.
I know you are, Ann. I was preaching to the choir.
Really hang on to those cars a long time. Thanks to James Villers in Columbus. That means we have 10 gifts to go this hour and just about 7 minutes to go. So 10 gifts to go in 7 minutes left. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. I just want to tell people how much we appreciate the support that you show us. It matters. We don't take it lightly that you've put your trust and your time and your money into supporting 89.7 NPR News. It matters to us. You're not just our financial foundation. You're who we're working for. You're the inspiration for what we do every day. When you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher, you know we're going to bring you information you can trust. We do that because we know it's a very symbiotic relationship. We know you're out there listening. We know that you're smart enough to show support for something like 89.7 NPR News. Maybe you've given before. Maybe you're a sustaining member. Maybe you just moved here and you're listening to 89.7 NPR News to get you acquainted with the region. We would like you to become a new member if that's the case. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Make a gift today in support of the news coverage you depend on and will continue to depend on. Give at WOSU.org or text or call the word, I'm sorry, or call or text the word give to 866-897-9678. Thanks to Janice Foster in Pickerington. We have 9 to go and just about 5 minutes left. 866-897-9678. We know you're thinking about it. Now is the time to act. Don't let this membership opportunity pass by. Before this hour is over, make a gift of $20 a month as a sustainer. You're doing yourself, you're doing your 89.7 NPR news programming, you're doing your community a favor, and you're telling other people that this is something that's of value, and they're listening right now. When we say thanks to Janice Foster in Pickerington, we're thanking her personally, and we're also telling other people, here's yet another person that's showing their support for what they're hearing every day. Thanks to Michael Davis in Columbus. Appreciate your support, Michael. Thank you for listening, first of all, and thanks for showing your support. We have 8 to go and just about 4 minutes left in the program. 866-897-9678. It is our membership drive, and time is running out to support all sides for this hour. You listen to local news on 89.7 NPR News every day. You depend on this station to be your trusted news source locally and nationally. And today we're asking you to support your source for news with a gift. For $10 a month as a sustaining member, you can pick up the Safe Money and Tough Times Investment Planner and have Jonathan Pond give you personalized investment advice. You can share that. You can, instead of you using it, you could give it to an undeserving heir, as yes, Jonathan Pond refers to that. You can give it to your mom or your dad. Maybe they're in a transitional period in their life right now, trying to think about how to shift gears financially. This could be helpful to them. There's a lot of people in your life who could use the different pieces of the combo package. But first, you have to give us a call and show your support. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. There's no better time than right now to take a closer look at your financial future. Make a gift of $20 a month as a sustaining member, and you can get this great combo package and get practical, helpful financial advice from Jonathan Pond. Thanks to Diana Fox in Galena. That means we have just 7 to go and 3 minutes. I know we can do that. People are standing by to take your call right now, or you can just go online. It takes just a few minutes. That's at WOSU.org. 866-897-9678. You can call or text the word GIVE. If you listen to All Sides every day, then you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. We have people listening around the country. If you're one of those people listening around the country, you're not in the region right now, maybe you're at a home somewhere else or you're visiting, but you're still a devotee of the show, of the station, show your support as well. 866-897-9678. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus. We're online at WOSU.org, and this is a service of WOSU Public Media. 89.7 NPR News. We're global, we're local, and we depend on you to show your support to keep us going. I want to thank Jonathan Pond. He's known as America's financial planner. He's dedicated much of his career to educating the public on personal finance, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts once again, Jonathan Pond, for your support.
Well, thank you, Ann, and thanks in particular to all of those who are showing their support to your great station. It makes a difference, a big difference.
It makes a huge difference. Thanks to Faith DeFornian in Columbus. We have about 1 minute, 1.5 minutes to go, and six more gifts to go. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. It's a great to have a relationship with you. It's great to know you support us, Faith and Diane and everybody else that has shown their support this hour. Keep it up. Keep listening. We depend on you. We know you're out there, and we care about what you care about. And that's good, solid news. It's context. It's history. It's entertainment, it's knowledge. 866-897-9678. There's no better time than now to take a closer look at your financial future. This is a way to do it with the combo package from Jonathan Pond. Make a gift of $20 a month as a sustaining member, and you can get the great combo package with great, practical, helpful financial advice from Jonathan Pond. Thanks to Kathy Contreras in Columbus. That means we have 5 to go. We're almost out of time, but I just want to tell you how much we appreciate your support, Kathy, Faith, everybody else out there who's listening and showing their support today. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We know you're out there and we care and we appreciate you. Thank you.